T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta. Happy Halloween. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's a Friday. We are looking forward to the weekend. We are looking forward to the Falcons going up and taking care of. Okay. Last night was disheartening because you saw that the Miami Dolphins are really a bad team. And, Mike, I don't know how the hell we lost that game last week, but everybody now is going, wow, all right, Dolphins are really bad. So bad, Mike, they fired their general manager today, Chris Greer. Instead of firing Mike McDaniel, because he'd been there longer, but changes are already being made there, and last night was a debacle. And guys, what we're telling you is, this is why we were so confident that we were going to take care of business last week, and now here we go to New England on Sunday, Mike. I'd love to tell you they're going to take care of business, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Vrabel. You're going up. You know, it's amazing. You're going up against a guy who's going to have his team prepared. You know, Ramondre Stevenson is out, but they got another running back. We'll talk about their depth chart. And they've got a young quarterback who has got more starts than Michael Penix Jr. and is way further down the road, you know, in his second season than we hope that Michael Penix will get to where he is. But 15 touchdowns, 3 picks for Drake May. They're going to have a plan. They're going to exploit what Miami exploited against us. They have the horses to do what San Francisco did. So how do you plan B? I mean, I said it on Twitter today. It's a crossroads. Because if you go to 3-5, this team is not making the playoffs. Not in the NFC. I mean, guys, we're already down to like, you know, 11% or 12% to make the playoffs. You get to 3-5, you're not coming back from that. The Ravens at 3-5 are in a different situation because they're in the AFC, and that division is still very muddled, and the wild card picture isn't. They've also got Lamar Jackson, and they put on a show last night. But I want to see some imagination on both sides of the ball. I want to see some fight and some toughness. And this coaching staff, I mean, if I'm Arthur Blank, I don't know if there's been an ultimatum, that nothing's leaked to the media. But I would love to know how Arthur Blank feels. If you go up there and stink it up at 1 o'clock, then how I feel. I was ready to move on from the coach after last week.
I think a lot of people were feeling that, Mike. I certainly was. I wanted to fire everybody because I was just so frustrated with the way that this team came out and played. You know, it's funny. The Dolphins chairman of the board and managing partner, his name is Stephen Ross, puts out this statement, and it just makes me laugh. This morning, I made a decision along with general manager Chris Greer to mutually part ways. Mutually? Duh. I don't know if it was mutual, but he does have a lot of respect for him because he relied on him, and he was there for a very long time. Mike said it as we were texting. I'm surprised he lasted this long. And the point is, look, there are teams around the league, you've already seen it, that are making changes with their football teams, front office, with their coaching staffs.
This doesn't last long if we don't get right. And the expectations are real. Coach Rod knows that. But I was just distraught last night watching that sorry-ass Dolphins team to do exactly what we should have did to them. And, Mike, Lamar is, like, fresh off the couch. Lamar hadn't played in how long?
Like, I'm going on 3 weeks.
I mean, come on.
4 weeks, you count the bye. So, I mean, they've been out. So, you look at the Dolphins, and again, you never want to get into comparative scores because any given Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, they are the I think that's – and by the way, Raheem Morris, and we don't know. Not that they'd ever cop to it. But if there was a vibe that Dolphins 1-6, we got this back in our building. I don't know where that complacency creeps in when you've shown the inability to be consistent. And Caden Ellis, we're going to replay some of that for you if you guys missed it from our conversation on Wednesday. He was as forthcoming as he always is, you know, talking about, you know, looking at guys in that room, getting some leadership and guys stepping up and saying this is not acceptable standard. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do?
404-726-0929. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great Halloween so far. We know tonight many of you will be involved with the kids and activities and hanging out, and it's always a fun time. This is I call it a holiday. It's a holiday for us because we enjoy it so much, but it should be. Everybody should be off today. But nevertheless, be safe out there. Mike and I will have some fun conversations coming up throughout the course of the show. We were just out front talking amongst our show with Big O and Day-Day about scary movies because I've got an It shirt on today. And we just started talking about the movies that scared the bejesus out of us, Mike. And we started naming all these movies, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, and I know you haven't gotten into it yet, but this Derry, Welcome to Derry, which is based on the sort of like the origin story of It, is unbelievable. And some people, I haven't seen it yet. My wife said it's amazing. The thing that scared me the most as a child, and it wasn't even a movie on a theater, theatrical release, it was the Salem's Lot with David Soul from Starsky and Hutch on CBS. And it was regular TV, and it scared the living bejesus out of me. And I'll never forget it. And even today, I can watch even pieces of it on YouTube. And it's like, just amazing. And what triggers you in the movie? So we'll get into some of that. And also some of our Halloween costumes from days gone by. I posted the photo of you and I as Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah, man.
From back, I think it was about 10 years ago we did that.
At least. Yeah. Look, and I know there's some great costumes. If you guys are dressed up at work, send pics.
Yeah, share it.
We'd love to see you. See what you dressed up as. 404-726-0929. You know what else scares me? This Falcon offense. And here's what's funny. I don't know if we mentioned this week, but we should talk about this, Mike, because Zach Robinson admitted that him and Dwayne Ledford, that's our offensive line coach, spent 30 minutes on the phone last Sunday night talking about why they weren't doing the things they needed to do. Not them specifically, but, for example, why guys were missing blocks. Why players weren't in the right place that they needed to be. You know what that is, right? Communication. Do you guys remember on Tuesday when I asked Dave Archer, Mike, when we were at Twin Peaks, and I said, hey, communication's been an issue, right? And Arch said, well, we've kind of gotten past that with the whole Michael Penix getting plays in. I think it's better. Well, it's not better if you've got your OC and your O-line coach talking about why guys are missing blocks and why people are not in the right place. That is communication. So these are the small things, guys, that have to get fixed. Everybody thinks like this thing needs an overhaul. It's the small things that we got to fix.
But and the thing that freaked me out when I heard those sound bites from yesterday's presser, they didn't do anything different. The Dolphins didn't bring anything different. It's not like the Dolphins like came up with a completely new look you had never seen or scouted. So that's why I have no confidence in this coaching staff. I mean, I'd have complete confidence in Ulbrich, but except for that San Francisco game when we didn't have enough guys or too many guys on the field, and we were too late to adjust on the fly with the JT Bertrand getting just burned in the passing game against Miami. So there's some fundamental flaws, guys. To me, it's organizational. It's systemic. It starts with Arthur Blank, and it ends with the product on the field. So I hope they can find a way. But this, I mean, I'll give you losing to New England. I won't give you losing to Miami.
No, not last night even made it worse. It just did. And that's why when we had a fit after that game last week and everybody's like, oh, well, it's not that bad. Did you see how badly they played last night? And we couldn't take advantage of that on our home field. That's why we're frustrated going into Sunday. Win the game, put us in the right frame of mind, go overseas, beat a really good indie team, right, and we can talk in 2 weeks and talk about where this team is. That's the conversation I'm hoping to have. 404-726-0929. Mike, and to your point about the defense, Zach Robinson admitted also this week, and this is another thing, as we talk about last night in the Dolphins, that the Dolphins used a simpler system against us.
Yes.
A simpler system.
They basically that's what I'm saying. They deconstructed it. So I guess that does qualify as an unscouted look.
So here's the thing. This is his words, not ours, guys. Zach said that they did stuff from a defensive standpoint that we weren't expecting because they simplified their scheme.
But that goes back to what I've been saying for weeks now. Yes, Michael Penix needs to play better, line needs to block better, etc. Zach Robinson is in over his head. He doesn't know how to react. Do you think you're the first offensive coordinator who's been they're posing something we didn't. You got to pivot. What's plan B, Carl? That's my thing. There is no plan B. It's just panic. Panic mode. That's what I see.
Yeah, and by the way, he said they told him, not that we're aware of this, but he said that the coaches after the game, they were talking, and Zach said, hey, one of the reasons we did that is because of all the motions and movement with your offense, and we didn't want our guys to get confused, so we simplified things. In essence, guys, they beat us with a simpler style of defense. I mean, and you couldn't adjust to that. That was last week. Why does it matter? Because it leads us in to Sunday and what's going to happen and where this team goes. 404-726-0929. It's Mike Bell, ATL. That's Mike on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Real quick, both of us, separate occasions. I was on Nesson this morning, which is kind of early. They were like, yeah, can you go on TV? I was like, how early? But it turned out to be really good. But I will tell you guys this, and we're going to talk with BMAC, Bryant McFadden, who joins us on a weekly basis. He said last week after that loss, it was that the Falcons are looked at as a speed bump. That's what teams are looking at us now around the league. It's just a team that's in the way, not a team that's going to command the respect that they deserve. You got to earn that. But, Mike, when I talked to the folks up there this morning, it was, guys, they have a lot of confidence in what's going on with Vrabel. And why not? And Drake May and how well he's playing. Now, you mentioned their running back's not going to play.
Right.
Don't get overly excited. Trayvon Henderson is really good. Yep. Their backup, I don't even know if he's a backup. They're kind of the tandem. He's really good, too. So, Mike, just because one guy is out doesn't mean that Henderson might not break us off for a buck 20 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, man, this is a conversation. You were on TV. I was on radio with our buddy Fred Toucher. Folks remember Toucher from 99X.
Good dude.
Who's doing a great job on the Sports Hub, new partner, Toucher and Hardy. And same thing, they were asking us, like, what's happened to the Falcons' run game? You know, they said Bijan's on pace for over, 2,200 yards from scrimmage. I said, he was. And we had the same conversation about
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
About the offensive coordinator, about the pressure Raheem is under, about the attitude. Talked about our audience. Our audience having no faith in this coaching staff to fix it. Memes now. You're doing the Halloween costume meme of Raheem Morris. Never a good sign when you become a meme. That's out there on the interweb today.
It is. No, I literally hit him back. I said, come on, dog. That's not right. Laughing emoji. It is funny.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G,
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.